This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. 39% of the people with confirmed cases of coronavirus in North Carolina are Hispanic, but Latino residents make up less than 10% of the total population. Health experts say the higher rate of infection can be linked to working and living conditions, as well as limited access to health care services. I'm joined by Dr. Jose Cabañas, who is Medical Director for Wake County EMS. Dr. Cabañas, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be here with you today.
It's good to have you, and I want to welcome back Paola Jaramillo, who is the Executive Director of Enlace Latino NC, a Spanish-language news agency in Raleigh. Paola, welcome. Nope. Are we having trouble with your line? We're going to check on that because, and I'll go right to you, Dr. Cabañas. At what point did you notice, as EMS director, a discrepancy in the numbers? I could start there. And if you didn't notice in the numbers, if that meant that you were taking different steps in Wake County to address this?
So, excellent question. Again, thanks for the opportunity. As you all know, the effects of COVID-19 has had a significant impact across the population, but in particular across the minority groups, which are the data that we're seeing suggests a disproportionate burden of illness among the Latino community, among other minority groups. So the EMS system in Wake County has been supporting a lot of the public health functions that were in our response here in our community. So as we started seeing the data come in as the results of all the testing efforts in the community, we started very rapidly noticing a disproportionate burden of illness among minorities, in particular Latino community.
So, Paola at Enlace Latino NC, let me ask you about the numbers and, you know, the overrepresentation, obviously, by a factor of four. Do you know what health departments are doing to address this?
It is a good question from which we are still awaiting answers. The DHHS recently launched a campaign consisting of an informative video in Spanish about COVID-19. They also have general information in Spanish. For field workers, they have informative writing material, but overall, there is no state public health campaign focused on reducing this disparity. For example, local health departments like Wake and Durham are sharing educational information in Spanish and speak it to the media.
Does that change the way you do things, Dr. Cabañas, knowing this sort of discrepancy even in education and how you approach your job?
Absolutely. And one of the things that we are trying to do in our community in Wake County is, number one, identify with the data. And number two, make aware the population, the community through this media, through other community outreach campaigns. We are actually very actively in Wake County, reaching out to employers to encourage the use of facial coverings, implementing strict cleaning protocols, social distancing guidelines, and so forth. And we're actively, just recently, Wake County just shifted to mass testing campaign. And actually, we are been trying to communicate to the public how to access this mass testing site, how to get tested, what information do they need to get there. And actually, this past few days, 13% of the registrants for testing are identified as Latino in our community. So we are doing everything we have to do to bring awareness, educate the public, educate the community, make sure the information is available in Spanish, and make sure there's easier access for testing.
Tell me more about the mass testing, though. Does that mean that certain groups have been identified and we don't need to show symptoms? I mean, tell me what are the parameters now under this new mass testing?
So if we look at the sort of specific, the state guidance regarding the recommendations for increased testing capacity across communities, one of the things that Wake County is collaborating with other community partners is increasing the number of tests available. So Wake County is part of that effort. So what we're doing is coordinating with our partners, making sure that we have enough testing capacity. So as part of this process, Wake County is conducting drive-through testing at specific locations throughout the county. And we're rotating those locations to make sure that we are hitting all the areas of, within the region to capture, obviously, as much people as possible. It's a free service. Our website has these locations and times and ways to register. to get tested. And we have specific, obviously, categories that we're trying to prioritize, obviously, high-risk populations, healthcare workers, folks that are essential personnel, and folks that obviously are more vulnerable and have underlying health conditions. So there more information on the website, but there's opportunity to get them to get tested.
And we'll have links to that website. But there had been restrictions on who could get testing before there were enough tests available, and you had to show symptoms, et cetera. Is that still the case, or can you simply be a member of this high-risk community and drive through to get tested?
No, the criteria for testing has changed. Obviously, initially, as you stated very well, there was a very specific criteria, but those have been loosened because we want to try to expand that to identify people that are carrying the virus or having symptoms, so we can isolate them quickly and obviously identify the disease process quickly. Still, there's an emphasis and on the higher risk population for obvious reasons,
right.
But there's more access to testing now compared to earlier in March when this pandemic started hitting all communities.
Well, let's stick with you, Dr. Cabañas, and talk about this disparity a little bit more and how employment factors into this rate for Latinos.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that I think we are all learning from this global pandemic that is affecting all of us in our state, in our communities, and across the world is the fact that this pandemic has magnified known health disparities that we all know existed among minority groups, in particular the Latino community. And some of that has to do with access to healthcare, has to do with working conditions, has to do with living conditions. And obviously, as you all know, these health disparities have been well known among vulnerable populations for a long time, but this pandemic has magnified those disparities.
Paula Jaramillo at Enlace Latino, tell us about, in particular, industries. Construction and cleaning jobs are facing increased risks, and here's where we see perhaps a disproportionate number of Latino workers. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, it's correct. So, and the Latinos have not stopped working during the pandemic. They continue to occupancy essential jobs, like the construction services, supermarket, in the food sector, where it is very difficult to follow the guidelines of the CDC. They are exposed to infection all the time.
So these are a higher risk. And again, as you suggest, these are jobs that have kept on going, cleaning the buildings, even if they're empty of workers who are working at home. The cleaning crews are coming in, and the construction goes on. And so the construction is continuing, even as those who can work at home do that. So we're seeing more people disproportionately people who are having to go to work sites and, of course, increase the risk. H-2A workers, let's talk about farm workers as well, Paula, and let me stay with you. H-2A and migrant farm workers move from farm to farm throughout the summer. How does that movement contribute to the rate of infection?
Yeah, transmission is more likely when workers are traveling and working alongside different groups of co-workers. Many migrant farm workers still return home regularly, and can they spread the virus to their families and the communities? On the other hand, it is difficult to maintain social distance in the field, wash your hands frequently, or seek medical attention. The other is the know-how in the rural areas. It's difficult to find information in Spanish.
And also, so in addition to those two things, which is, the fact that social distancing in those jobs is more difficult, as you just said, often difficult to find the information in Spanish. But also, we're also talking about jobs where medical leave benefits, health benefits are not as available.
It's correct. We know how many Latinos work in professions that typically don't offer health insurance or paid sick leave.
Dr. Cabañas, interestingly enough, the rate of confirmed cases in North Carolina, as we said, nearly 40% compared to 10% of the population. But interestingly, the death rate does not match the infection rate. So talk about this discrepancy.
So that is an interesting question, I think, and we're still learning about that data. I actually will also cautions the fact that some of these data rely on self-reporting or self-identifying as a Latino, and so actually that number may be actually even higher because we know there's a lot of unknowns in those data sets. That's something that still we need to understand. And obviously, as you mentioned before, we know that there are other reports out there nationally and how the Black community actually has a higher proportion of hospitalizations and higher mortality rates. So it's something that we're still trying to understand. That discrepancy is not quite clear yet, but we know that it's related to the fact that not having health insurance or access to healthcare or access to preventive care on a regular basis, it's affecting those numbers.
Yeah, and with regard to the numbers, I suppose we should point out that the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services categorizes ethnicity as Hispanic or non-Hispanic. So no designation really specifically, and people often cross categories. So thank you for pointing that out. Dr. Jose Cabanas is medical director for Wake County EMS. Thank you for being with us.
Absolutely a pleasure. Thank you.
Paula Jaramillo is executive director of Enlace Latino NC. Paula, always good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.